Conservatives rejoice as anti-socialist freedom fighter Maria Corina Machado wins Nobel Peace Prize. By Francis Martel on October 10, 2025. Conservatives throughout the world celebrated the announcement on Friday that Venezuelan anti-socialist lawmaker Maria Corina Machado had won the Nobel Peace Prize for her work against the narco-terrorist regime of Nicolás Maduro, declaring her a very deserved winner. Machado, a lawmaker violently ousted from office by the socialists in 2014, has attempted to organize a peaceful, democratic transition away from the United Socialist Party of Venezuela's PSUV, iron-fisted rule of the country for over a decade. She has personally faced beatings by leftist mobs and taken on socialists within the opposition itself attempting to water down the message against Maduro. During the first term of President Donald Trump, Machado also challenged individuals within his administration undermining Trump's policies by supporting socialist voices in Venezuela. Machado attempted to run for president in the 2024 Venezuelan sham election, but Maduro banned her from holding any public office. She organized a campaign against elderly former diplomat Edmundo González and later proved, using local ballot counts, that he overwhelmingly won the election. Maduro claimed victory anyway and has since intensified the brutal repression of dissidents in the country. González has since fled the country, but Machado has not, living in hiding within Venezuela to avoid being arrested and tortured. From Venezuela, anti-communist President Javier Milei issued an effusive message congratulating Machado on Friday morning. "Congratulations for this recognition beyond deserved for your enormous struggle for the brave defense of liberty and democracy," Milei wrote. "Thank you for the inspiration with which you illuminate the world, fighting against the Venezuelan narco-dictatorship. VLLC." Milei signed the message, an abbreviation of his campaign slogan, "Long live liberty, damn it." In Spain, the head of the conservative Vox party, Santiago Abascal, similarly applauded Machado. "Nobody deserves it more than you. May your very deserved award be the prologue for the freedom of Venezuela," he wrote. Herman Derch, a Vox European Parliament member, addressed Machado's win in the context of the vocal calls for President Donald Trump, whom Machado supports, not winning. "Do not be upset, those of you who, like me, consider that Donald Trump also deserves it. Because it will be difficult to deny it to him next year," the lawmaker wrote. "This extremely well-deserved Nobel Prize to Maria Corina will precede Trump's. Both dignify an award that, with Colombian ex-president Juan Manuel Santos and former American President Barack Obama, suffered serious disgrace. The prize marks the return of this Nobel Prize to dignity and the strength of reason and liberty." Santos won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2016 for brokering a peace agreement with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, FARC, a communist terrorist organization, that granted the terrorists not just amnesty, but uncontested seats in Congress. A decade later, the FARC has been implicated in the assassination of the frontrunner in the 2026 presidential election, Miguel Uribe Turbe. Former President Obama won the award for no reason in 2009. The Nobel Committee admitted that it granted him the prize because his existence allegedly inspires hope. Machado's victory was also loudly celebrated in neighboring Colombia, where former President Álvaro Uribe, whose tenure was marked by the effective dismantling of FARC terror cells, said in a statement, "Long live Maria Corina! Long live democracy! Long live Venezuela! Long live Colombia!" Another former Colombian president, Iván Duque, applauded Machado's tireless struggle for the return of democracy and freedom to Venezuela, calling her an example for all the region and the world. "This recognition honors her courage, her leadership, and the spirit of the Venezuelan people that does not give up before the dictatorship," Duque wrote. The Norwegian Nobel Committee announced on Friday morning that it had awarded Machado for her tireless work promoting democratic rights for the people of Venezuela. Machado published a statement shortly after the announcement offering support to President Donald Trump for his ongoing efforts in the Caribbean to dismantle drug trafficking operations related to the Venezuelan regime. "We are on the threshold of victory and today, more than ever, we count on President Trump, the people of the United States, the peoples of Latin America, and the democratic nations of the world, she wrote, as our principal allies to achieve freedom and democracy. I dedicate this prize to the suffering people of Venezuela and to President Trump for his decisive support of our cause. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.